8-6.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
It's the inner man that has to change. It's the transformation on the inside. You got to become rich inside. You got to get rid of the poor mouth and the poor mindedness. The devil wants to keep you on lock there so that you don't even have enough for yourself. How are you going to help someone else? How are you going to be a light to someone else? Who wants to serve a God that can't take care of you? Can't deliver you? Can't bless you? Can't help you? Always begging them. And talking about, come on, go to church with me. No, no thanks. Here, take the $5. That's okay. It might have been a time where you needed it. I'm not mocking the poor, you know. He that giveth unto the poor gives unto his maker. You lend unto God. God has a lot of times we kick poor people to the side. God puts them in his bosom. And we have to understand that the poor will have with us always. But that don't mean that you remain poor. God wants to advance you. Everything about God is increase. And I don't mean greed. I mean it comes over time. It comes through living in him. You cannot live in God and serve God and not prosper. He will teach your hands how to profit. God's not going to leave you ignorant and dumb and broke and busted and in the dark. He brought you into light. Everything about God is increase. Everything about God is blessed. Everything about God is moving, expanding, advancing, enlarging. That's the God we serve. Tradition will block you. That old wineskin will block you. How people used to think. But see, they thought along with the times. In the Depression, they thought depressed. But there were people that were prospering in the Depression. Amen. In times of war, they were afraid. But there were people that were protected even in war. Anybody through any generation that truly trusted God and moved and lived and had their being in God came through, amen, with flying colors. You won't hear it on CNN. You won't hear it on Fox. You won't hear it on the news. They don't broadcast stuff like this. They tell you everything wrong, everything going down, what's not right, all the division of that. But in God, there's a whole nother kingdom, a whole nother dimension. Are you hearing me? And we can live in that while we are here on this earth. It's not reserved for the sweet by and by. What Jesus did is for us now. Yes, there's glory, there's honor in the sweet by and by too, but it's for us now. Now faith. Somebody say now faith. He restored the ability for us to prosper, not to just maintain, but to prosper in God. Are you ready to prosper? Everybody's not ready. Are we all ready to prosper? I'm ready. Amen. Your soul is the place of your divine appointment. Your prophetic destiny is set in motion in your soul. And if your soul is limited to just this life, thank God for any raise or bonus on the job, but that's not your source. Thank God for the check that comes every month, but that's not your source. Thank God for when people want to bless you, but that's not your source. In him, when you live in him and move and have your being in him, you attract things towards you. You attract that is of the kingdom. Just like evil pursues the wicked, good things come to the righteous. I said last week, you need to develop 360-degree sight. Why? Blessing's going to be overtaking you from every position. You got to see it all around you. Blessings of God coming. Why? Blessings. Amen. Now, as we are transformed back into what I've entitled this message, the divine image, as we are transformed back into that image, your soul steadily, the dominion you take over your soul steadily increases. That's what you need today, dominion over your soul. So you're not tossed to and fro. You're not uncertain. You are steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work. You can stand and wait upon God. Amen. While others are blasting forward in the flesh, you can wait for God. You can know God. You can trust God. Don't you know God will bless those who trust Him? I said, don't you know God will bless? I'm not just talking about throw you out a piece of bread. God will bless. Remember what we said the abundant life was? That's the type of life God wants to offer to those that trust Him. Those that aren't blown away with the signs and the winds of the time, but know how to wait upon Him. Tell somebody, no, I'm not, you know, when you tell somebody, I'm not going to lie to get, no, I can't lie there, no. You go ahead and lie if you want to. And they can get their little piece of bread, but you ain't going to lie. It looked like you got left behind, but it just looked like it. See, they got a crumb, but God getting ready to give you the loaf. Amen. We have settled for too long for crumbs. Remember the Syrophoenician woman came and said, Lord, heal my daughter. He said, it's not lawful to give that which is holy unto the dogs. And she came back. She had a comeback. She said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the children's table. And Jesus marveled and blessed her because of her faith. But she was a Syrophoenician woman. She was not a woman of the covenant. They eat crumbs. But crumbs are not for the children. Children eat from the feast of the Lord that's going on. The world is supposed to have the crumbs. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a turnaround. All the wealth that the wicked and the sinners have laid up, the elite have hidden, God's going to transfer that. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Multiple ways. God's going to take that and give it to the righteous because it belongs to them by inheritance. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All the gold and the silver belong to God. And there's going to come a transfer. Tell somebody, just keep living right. Come on, tell them, keep living right. Keep walking in the Spirit. Keep obeying God. You ain't got to play the lottery. You ain't got to steal. You don't have to lie. You don't have to cheat. Just keep living right. It's coming towards you at the appointed time. There's a divine appointment in your soul. But your soul has to prosper. The greater the divine image is established in us, the more soul dominion increases. The more dominion of our soul we have. And that's it right there. You won't have to go get a lot of stuff. Doors will open. No man can shut. Ways will be made where there were no ways. People will start to favor you and recognize you and honor you and want to bless you. When Solomon offered those 1,000 bullocks, God gave him wisdom. The first one to come was the Queen of Sheba. She came with a train of camels, 100 camels. It wasn't no couple of camels with a lump on them. It was 100 camels laden with gold and silver and spices and incense and all kind of gifts. She came and said and heard his wisdom that God gave him because he had a large heart. And she said the half hadn't been told. And when she saw how they operated in what God had given them to build, the Bible says there was no more spirit left in her. In other words, the glory of the Lord was so powerful there she fainted. Her spirit was out of her. But that she wasn't the only one. You read on, and all the kings heard, because this man was in the spirit. His soul found its life in God. He wasn't after the neck of his enemy. He wasn't after riches and honor. He wanted judgment to go in and out among his people, to lead his people. And his heart was large to offer God those bullocks. God said, ask what you will. He said, because you didn't ask these things, I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you riches. I'm going to give you your enemies. I'm going to give you all these things because you found your life in me. It says after that, kings came from everywhere. But see, when kings came, they didn't just come. All of them brought train loads and brought riches. Every year they come and bring riches. You see, when you're in God and you find your life there, there's a lot of stuff you don't have to go after. You don't have to go after. See, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God says, I'll add them to you if you keep me first. If you'll honor me, if I have the right place in you. How many know God is a jealous God? Growing up, guys, girls, did you ever have a jealous girlfriend or a jealous boyfriend? I'm not really, any other experience, really a jealous. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. It ain't gonna give you no air. Was you looking at her? But I ain't pretty no more. Well, I was looking at the can of beans on the shelf there. But see, jealousy will demand everything from you. God is a jealous God. Some of us don't know him like that. I'm not talking about in the negative sense of, but see, he demands. The word says God is a jealous God. He will have no other God before him. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He's giving you freedom. But once he sees your eyes cast on that idol, he's right there in your face. What you looking at? Huh? Talk to me. What you looking at? Repent. Y'all, some of y'all don't know him. What are you talking about? He's a jealous God. And he'll catch you up front before you get too far away. He'll check you. Why are you thinking like that? Where did that thought come from? Amen. The life of God doesn't allow for distinction between who God is in character and what we experience or what he experiences in quality. Character and quality. See, if your character, if you fly in low life in character, then your experience in quality is going to be generic. It's going to be low. You see, it's in him. It's character.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.